morning.
On my city, Montreal, on my city. You already know we're doing Donda this morning. It's the best morning show. The morning detour. We on Fridays. Lolo's in the building. Oh boy, Nova Scotia coming up a little later on. Family over fame. We're doing big things. The morning detour. The mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Don't know nothing. I know this. I know God breed on 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 this.
This one's for all the haters, for all the corny detractors, for all those that believe he's not a genius. Feel the soul, feel the Jesus. DJ Maddie and the ones and twos. That's the 808
more than I can say for you.
Yeah.
Before the sons and the daughters.
Yeah.
Before the sun and the water. More than I can say for you.
Lolo.
But the truth still for you. Once I saw what the Lord do. God the Son, all the glory. God the Father, like Maury. Don't care what you say, nothing on me. I don't care about the lawyer fees. I don't care about your loyalties. God will solve it all for me. Trust man, he a failure. Trust and God will heal you. Dust then, he a Hoffman. Don't fall what they offering, Fall too often, yeah. Call God, but don't call enough. Fall down, but don't fall in love. I know God is all in us. I know God breed on this. 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 I know God breed on this.
Devil on my shoulders, I can't let him breathe. Brush him off my sleeve. I'm filled with memories. Pray they remember me, oh. Oh, now I know there's an angel watching over me. Oh, I inhaled in grief. Day hearts are filled with grief. Okay, now they want to hold me. Not too big on people's talking.
A lot of people saying the old Kanye is back.
Okay.
A lot of people say Kanye from Graduation is back.
Devil's
Lolo's looking at me. It's the morning detour.
Angels start to tell me it's okay. Do not feel okay. I know that you'll be proud if you was here today, but it's okay, cause I'm okay. I know God breathe on me, I know God breathe on me, I know God breathe on me, I know God breathe on me.
The number one morning show, we Friday from 7 to 9. The morning detour, Weezy Moon Chase alongside Lolo, wartime DJ, DJ Maddie. This morning we're featuring Donda. Next week we're doing Certified Lover Boy. No, next week we're doing a playlist by Lolo. It's Lolo's birthday on Monday. We're doing big things. Morning detour, we on Fridays. Oh, Maddie gave us a double drop there at the end there, Lolo. I like that new drop, yo. You gotta save that one, DJ, man. That little double ups. Shout out to my boy S-Dot, you already know. DG. Lolo, we're coming to you live from DG Kick 6714 Fielding, the lead in urban clothing and footwear and electronics, too. Shonda do everything.
He does.
Shonda got bikes and scooters. He got the new jorts. Yeah, he can race. Everything is beautiful.
Every year he's growing.
How do you sell clothes and sneakers, and you sell TVs?
You gotta ask Shondell.
Listen, he's moving like his Flatbush. He's moving like his Brooklyn a little bit. Welcome back, Montreal. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chase. It's 8:04 in the morning. We're a couple days in this COVID passport thing. We still beautiful. They haven't sent us to a concentration camp yet, Lorena. We're just classified as others. But you know, I'm gonna run away to Nova Scotia. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm white sharked up. I got family over fame. I got white shark. I'm feeling good about things. Okay, so now it's about that time for us to do some entertainment news and some community updates. So what's going on, Lola? I throw it to you.
Yeah, we're going to start with some community updates. So WIPCA has the Robotics Club. So it's a free mentor-based robotics club that will help develop the students' skills in STEM and visual arts. The program is developed in collaboration with professors from John Abbott College. Mm. This opportunity is open to Black students between ages 9 and 19. It starts Saturday, September 25th. They are following COVID-19 conditions, so things might change as time moves on. Mm-hmm. It's from 3 to 6 p.m., and it's located at the Dollard Civic Center. So if you are interested in joining the Robotics Club with WIPCA, please send an email to education@wipca.org. Also, today we have Le Market Pop-Up. So that's happening today from 1 to 8 p.m. There'll be music provided by DJ Kid Crayola, Only the Righteous, and L'Oreal Inc. The pop-up shop is located at 435 Beauvais West, Unit 100. Mm-hmm. Also, what's coming up soon is TEDx Youth. This is happening on Thursday, September 16th at College Jean de Brébeuf from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Vaccine passport is mandatory, so us others cannot attend. And tickets can be purchased through Eventbrite, and it costs $25. I do, however, want to shout out my friend, Dr. Sabrina Jafrali. She is actually one of the speakers at TEDx Youth, so congratulations, Sabrina. She will be there. Another shout out to our friend, Leah. It is her birthday today, so happy birthday, Leah.
Oh, shit. I forget. It is the third. Yes, yes, yes. Our friend has left us, but she's left some room for us to come join her in Mexico.
Actually, she's in Tanzania.
Yeah, she's in Tanzania now via Amsterdam, Dubai.
She's going everywhere.
For somebody that's unvaccinated, she does get around a lot, which leads me to understand that we can move around.
We can, but I think the news tells you otherwise. But I do want to mention that this weekend, she is participating in Whacking World. It's a volume 4 of their festival this weekend from September 3rd to 6th. Mm-hmm. Virtual classes from dance teachers all over the world. And Leah McFly will be teaching a whacking class tomorrow from 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern, mm-hmm. live from Tanzania. So you can go to whackingworld.com to purchase your ticket and look at the teachers and schedule that's there, because they have a whole bunch of teachers.
Yeah.
And definitely hit up at Leah McFly Wakisha. You know, send her some love for her birthday as well. Also this weekend, Upscale For The People Entertainment, they're having their day party, the Summer Fashion Edition. It's at a secret location, and it's a ticket-only event.
Hold on, man. We got to talk about this a little bit, man. I'm done with these secret locations. Just say the damn location. We're in a pandemic. I need to know, you know, where we're going, you know, the area, the region, the location, the facilities. This ain't the time to have secrets. This is not Halloween.
Well, I think it's more like a marketing thing.
Listen, man. It's been done, man. Change it up, man. Just do dope events in the safest way possible.
Okay, other. Well, I do want to mention that proceeds will go to helping Jalissa Barr. She is a mother of two that recently lost her husband to cancer. So they will have a box collecting donations at the event as well. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $25 and can be purchased through For The People Entertainment or Pretty Girls Rock. So if you do want to go and don't mind the secret location, definitely hit them up and support. Also happening this weekend, I don't even know if I can say this word, so I'm sorry, Louise. Bitchin', The Sound and Fury of Rick James. So it's a new Rick James documentary that is airing tonight on Showtime at 9 p.m. Eastern. So I will definitely be watching that, because Rick James is crazy.
Now listen, man, you good. You can swear a little bit. You all right?
Well, I don't know. So I don't want Louise to, you know, send us an email. So I'm trying to follow the rules here. And also, it was recently announced a versus Fat Joe versus Ja Rule. So that's happening on Tuesday, September 14th.
Ain't nobody want to see that. We're going to play Lean Back 82 times and the verses is done.
Well, I mean,
it's murder. Because you know what? Okay. Aside from the obvious facts, it's kind of like a landslide in terms of hits, because Ja Rule obviously has more hits, but Fat Joe has some more impactful hits. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, the performance, like after the locks, That's the thing.
They needed to come with somebody else. Fat Joe and Ja Rule, I mean.
Fat Joe ain't going to move around that much, but he's a great personality, though. He ain't gonna move around.
Okay, I wasn't gonna say all of that, but I feel like they needed to come with a stronger act after the Lox and Dipset, because that I feel like was historical.
We're starting to run out of acts though, Larina. We've been at this for a couple of years now. We're starting to run out of acts.
But I think some acts need to do a rematch.
Like who?
I feel like
it better not be Keisha Cole. Was it Keisha Cole and Ashanti?
Okay, no.
That was like the worst one me and my lady watched.
That's over. I feel like The Dream and Sean Garrett, they need to redo it because that was a mess.
We should get, you know, now that you're talking about R&B, we should get the groups to battle. Like, let's get Division against another group, against K-Camp.
That would be dope. That would be dope.
Swiss
but
got
we
all
also
at us,
need
man.
More, like, dancehall artists, too. We only had one.
Okay, but the dancehall artist that everybody wants to see is locked up. We want to see Vybz Kartel. Like, what are we talking about? If Vybz Kartel does not go down, I don't know if there is a dancehall hall of fame. It might just be Bob Marley, him, Bounty Killer, and Beanie Man, no? And we have the Beanie Man double plate, me and Maddie. You know, pull that up for them. He says Moon won. But which other dancehall? Don't tell me Lady Saw and Spice. I don't want to see that.
Okay, but Lady Saw is a woman of the cloth now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Shout out to our gospel show on Sundays. I love it. I always say it around. Was it Mind, Body, and Spirit?
I don't know the order.
I forgot the order, but it's a beautiful show, man. It's great stuff. But who else would you want to see? We want to see Vybz Kartel. Elephant Man. We don't know Elephant Man can move around anymore. That would have been dope.
I'm sure he could still move around.
Listen, man. I want to see Vibes. Yo, listen. They need to let Vybz Kartel out, man. I want to see Vybz Kartel versus anybody. Look, put Vybz Kartel against the field. Like, let all them go just versus Vybz Kartel.
Well, I don't know. It's happening on September 14th, which is a Tuesday, live from New York, starting at 9 p.m. So if you are interested, definitely check it out.
Right.
Hopefully they do come with a better versus after that. Moving on to more entertainment news. This one was very interesting. Dog the Bounty Hunter.
He's still alive?
He's still alive. Remember, he was canceled because he used the N-word?
Yeah.
So he did an interview recently with Entertainment Tonight's Kevin Frazier to address his use of the N-word and responded to recent criticism from his daughter, alleging that he is racist, homophobic, and was unfaithful to his late wife, Beth Smith.
Oh, yeah, Beth died, man. That's sad.
Yeah, in 2019. But he's getting ready to get married again. But so,
Larina's so well informed. Larina's like TLC, FYI, all rolled up into one. You like the Lifetime Network.
I do my research.
You like the Lifetime Network, I'm telling you.
So, Dog, who was previously recorded using the N-word multiple times during a phone conversation with his son, claims, "I have never been a racist. I'm 33.5% Apache.
Yeah, Apache.
But
yeah.
Because of over 15 years ago, I have an Achilles heel because I used the wrong word. I thought I had a pass in the black tribe to use it. Kind of like Eminem."
Okay, so let me say this. We're seeing a lot of people getting caught on their private conversations saying some messed up stuff. And everybody's pointing fingers as if like, oh my gosh, how dare you? 100% of people, we all say messed up stuff that is not PC, especially in the super emotional world that we live in now.
Yeah.
So if all our conversations were recorded, we'll all be in the same place as Dog the Bounty Hunter. Like, I think someone is egregious when they go out on a big platform and they say the N-word or F this or that, you know, some hatred stuff on a big platform. But if someone is leaking your private conversations and emails, like the Rachel, like, look at the Rachel Nichols thing. That's, ESPN got rid of her over that.
Yeah.
But how much blame can we put on someone if, unbeknownst to them, someone's going to take their private emails, text messages, or even conversations and then show it to the public? Like, there's a lot of stuff I say on the law. I don't want it public. No, but then again, I do a pretty public podcast. So.
Yeah, you're very open.
Yeah.
I'm sure Dog is open too, but I'm pretty sure he didn't want that side of him exposed. But he claims there's nothing wrong with it. So he went on to say, "I have more black friends than Eminem."
Listen, in the States, bounty hunters is a big thing. If you're moving things in the streets, you have a bounty. It's like how the guys up here that hustle treat their taxi guys. Like, every guys that move around, there's certain guys you just have on call. In the States, them hustle guys, they got the bounty hunters on call.
I mean, I guess, well, this is stemming from the time, I guess, he was locked away. Yeah. I guess he was surrounded by black people. And that was his tribe. And that was fine. But Kevin Frazier did note that he was making the proximity argument. And then after, in his response to his daughter's criticism of him as allegedly being homophobic, he said, "Would I die for a gay man or a black man? I'd lay down my life."
Well, there you have it. Because we're all going to pretend in the black community that we didn't love Dog the Bounty Hunter. We done loved him with the pepper spray and the mace. And was it the son? What's it called? Dylan or Lily? I don't know, man. I love
but
that
But I
show.
Think that's where you need a better team, because there's no way that I would advise my client to go on air and talk about his black tribe.
Lorena PR.
And having Eminem, like using Eminem as an example. Like that...
Hold on. Can we talk about your beautiful stand that you brought for your phone? You on one today? You getting comfortable, huh?
Well, I wanted to go on live, so I need something for my phone.
I just want people to understand. So I was talking to somebody the other day, and I let them understand. I'm like, you guys do know Lorena is not originally a broadcaster or a podcaster. Like, there's something like, you know, she kind of just fell into, and they're like, yo, we would have never known. You never know. But now you're coming with your own setup. Soon you're going to be putting up with your own mic and mag style. It's like, no, I got my own shit. Okay, I see you, Ma. Do your thing. The Crown Project, for those that don't know, the NGO, Lorena, PR running things.
Listen, I try. Moving on, Jasmine Sullivan also made headlines this week. So if you remember back in January, she did release her album, Hotels.
Yeah.
And the album was filled with interludes with different women's insight on love and relationships. And examples. This week, she kept the convo going by asking her followers on Instagram to tell her a secret you'd never tell your partner. And these answers were wild. So some of the answers that she did get was that I know he cheated, but I'm saving that info in case I get caught cheating. So that was one of the responses. Another one she got was, I didn't know if the baby was his at first. And then another one, which I thought was really crazy, was we're renting in a house I bought 4 years ago. He doesn't know. He just deposits rent money every month. So she's making money off of her significant other with the house that she already bought, but just didn't tell him.
Everybody buying, yo, listen, I love the States, man, because, you know, when celebrity women get money in the States, they buy and they pawn everything.
This is a regular woman who bought a house 4 years ago, didn't tell her significant other, and he's paying rent, but he doesn't know.
So he doesn't know that she owns it?
No.
So who's he paying rent to? Who's he?
Her.
Who's he issuing the checks to is my question.
I don't know. Maybe it's under like a family company. I don't know exactly what the terms are. But he's paying the rent, but it's going into her account.
But so some people say that there's a distinction between love and finance.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, some, we have friends. Some relationships, they're very stringent. Like, okay, yeah, I may love you, but I ain't playing with this money, though.
Yeah, a lot of people are like that. But I think that's wild. That is wild. And then the last response that I did see is the person wrote, I think he's a little bit ugly like his mom, and I'm glad we don't have kids together.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think that those responses were wild. But I do like it as a marketing perspective.
Right.
It's great because it has people talking and then it refers people back to her album. So I thought that was genius. But I hope she does more of these questions, because it was really interesting to see people's answers and what's happening in people's relationships. That was crazy. But yeah, that's all I have for entertainment and community events.
Do you want to let the people know where they can find your registry for your birthday gifts?
Well, you can hit me up on Instagram, Lorena.xo. Lorena is spelled LORENA.xo or Lorena PR on Instagram. PayPal, Lorena9686@gmail.com.
Look at this girl, y'all.
Money. I accept gifts. I'm not picky.
Come with the drop, Maddie. Lorena's out here giving out her cash.
And also, I celebrate all Virgo season. So if you can't get it this weekend, you got all month, basically.
You know what I mean? If your checking and savings doesn't line up, if this week is not your pay week, your strong week, you can catch it all month long. DJ Maddie, we're doing Kanye this morning. We're still doing Donda. Let me get into my favorite track off the album. Let's drop it, baby. Let's do what we do best.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Chip. You know we're gonna do things. You didn't hear Hope say, Lolo?
Yeah.
You didn't hear what Hope say? He said, me and Kanye like Moses and Jesus. What? This is that Donda. Kanye is back. Let's go.
We off the grid.
DJ Maddie in the building. The DJ.
I'm off the grid. Got tattoos on my ribs.
Oh, we getting busy this morning. DJ Maddie, Moon Chaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice, they hate that it's me. We got Nova Scotia in the building. I never been there, but I know my love it. You know we do things for the White Shark.
This for my kid. Everything we did for the crib, then hit blacks and whip fist this trip. Going Greg, Texas G sticks, lit in 76. He's with it, we off the grid.
Yeah, look, when I was in jail, I was low key. Shout out to supporters that wrote me. Eat food, work out, and go sleep. You know, I'm praying he carrying both feet. No, we got God with us.
Pull up the five feet. Pull up the five feet.
When I stop vibing, I'm with me, and I'm always
DJ Maddie, we on Fridays. We doing Donda this morning. We can't even go to work. You need a call in sick. We back to our old mess. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks. Yeah!
Yeah, look, when I was in jail, I was low-key. Shout out to supporters that wrote me. Eat food, work out, and go sleep. You know I'm praying he carrying both feet. No, we got God with us. He look at me and see a God figure. And when I stop vibing, I know that he with me. And I'ma always catch a hard shiver. I know it's in jail, I was low-key. Shout out to supporters that low-key. Shout out to supporters that wrote me. Eat food, work out, and go sleep. You know I'm praying he carrying both feet. No, we got God with us. He look at me and see a God figure. And when I stop vibing, I know that he with me. And I'ma always catch a hard shiver. I know his demons in that dark liquor. We buy a bottle and squad, switch up. Everybody turn into a harsh. But my pocket's bigger and my heart richer. My mind smarter, my grind harder, and my car quicker. I'm at her in church, she pray for me. She my God sister. I'm at her in church, she pray for me. She my shout out to supporters that wrote me. Eat food, work out, and then go sleep. You know I'm praying he carrying both feet. No, we got God with us. He look at me and see a God figure. And when I stop vibing, I know that he with me. And I'ma always catch a hard shiver. I know his demons in that dark liquor. Five bottles, small social. Everybody turn into a harsh. But my pocket's bigger and my heart richer. My mind smarter, my grind harder, and my car quicker. I'm at her in church, she pray for me. She my God sister. Yeah, I'm only trusting the people I keep close. Telling they so for a repost. Remember when I was broke wearing cheap coats. And I was diamonds and houses and C-notes. I'm feeling marvelous. They let the monster loose. They call me a product of my environment. I tell them no, I'm a God producer. Defense good and the guards can shoot. I put them on you, make it hard to move. Tattoo on my face is the mark of truth. Gotta watch what you say when they market you. I already predicted this. Y'all only witnessed it. Look, got a couple old friends that I'm not really clicking with. I know they pray that we settle our differences. I pray that they lower all my senses.
Cheer.
Some demons I'm not even dealing
no,
with.
No, the station doesn't like us. We move like it's not community radio. We move like we not on CKC 94.3 FM. Montreal, my city, we are locked in.
Sleep, you know I'm praying he carrying both feet. No, we got God with us. He look at me and see a God figure. And when I stop vibing, I know that he with me. And I'ma always catch a hard shiver. I know his demons in that dark liquor. We buy a bottle and squad, switch up. Everybody turn into a harsh. But my pocket's bigger and my heart richer. My mind smarter, my grind harder, and my car quicker. I'm at her in church, she pray for me. She my God sister. Yeah, I'm only trusting the people I keep close. Telling they so for a repo. Remember when I was broke wearing cheap coats. And I was diamonds and houses and C-notes. I'm feeling marvelous. They let the monster loose. They call me a product of my environment. I tell them no, I'm a God producer. Defense good and the guards can shoot. I put them on you, make it hard to move. Tattoo on my face is the mark of truth. Gotta watch what you say when they market you. I already predicted this. Y'all only witnessed it. Look, got a couple old friends that I'm not really clicking with. I know they pray that we settle our differences. I pray that they lower all my senses. I got some demons I'm not even dealing with. They ain't feelings I'm not really feeling. And I know some members that gave back their membership. You switched up. Like, how you not feeling me? Look, I act like I care, but I don't really care. Now I live in a new building with amenities. I got a new ceiling with a chimney. I got a few. Wanna finish me? You get you.
Okay, okay. You know how we're doing things. We're coast to coast. Shout out to the internet. Nova Scotia's listening to us. Vancouver's listening to us. Kind of early, Vancouver. This morning, we got family over fame in the building. He's award-winning entrepreneur, Mr. Alex Connie Ross. I ain't see the White Shark yet. I know the White Shark is coming. He's in the building. He's the founder and CEO of Family Over Fame and Alex Ross Clothing. He has like a two-tier thing going on, Lorena. He's got the regular thing and then he has the upper tier. The Alex Ross Clothing is totally different. He is the pride and joy of Nova Scotia. For those that don't know, Nova Scotia is Canada's dirty south. When I die, I want them to bury me in Nova Scotia. When the slaves came up from America, they went to Nova Scotia first. Nobody talks about Nova Scotia, and I wonder why. The oldest black population in Canada is in Nova Scotia. They don't teach you this in school, but I'm going to school y'all this morning. Alex, Connie, Russ is in the building. Nova Scotia, I bid you guys good morning. Me and Lorraine will be coming down there in the early spring. Just get the white shark. I want to go to the Four Points with the pizzas. I know a little bit. You know how we doing things. Mr. Alex Connie Ross, family over fame. How you doing, King?
I'm doing good, bro. How you doing?
Nah, man, we situated. Hold on, hold on. Let me grab my seat. Okay. So what's going on? You in the building? First time in Montreal?
In the 514, man. This is what it is. This is like a second home. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to Montreal.
So how's it feel? See, this is the vibe we want. We want anybody that's popping with whatever, when they come through, right. They got to do the morning detour.
Right.
You know, man, just check in with me and Lorena, see what's going on. Now, Lorena is Scotian as well.
Yep. Right.
So this is the first time, I think it's one of the first times we've had somebody from Nova Scotia live up here.
Live, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I had the other thing still running. So how do you like Montreal so far?
Like I said to you, man, I love it. This is like a second home.
Oh.
I've been downtown to like St. Catharines and just been all around. My cousin Sinclair just been taking me around, showing me like the city and just showing me like the ins and outs and stuff. He's been helping me with like a lot of sales and stuff. I brought like some stuff with me in my packet, in my bag and stuff.
Okay.
And I didn't think that we was going to like sell out whatever, right? So we basically like sold out, you know?
Everything's
like,
gone already?
Everything's all gone already. But just remember, though, I got you a shirt, though, so you don't have to worry about a thing, man. You know?
You have a sweatsuit on your side. The thing looking like a Team USA joint. I was like, okay, listen, I need to get that one as well. So you're an award-winning entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I did my homework. Apparently, you're the man in Nova Scotia, you know, in the South. You're the man. You have a thing called Family Over Fame and Alex Roscoe. And so let's start off there. How do you kind of get into the clothing? Like, because looking at your stuff, you clearly have an eye for fashion. Like you know where you're trying to go. So let's open up there. What was your vision for Family Over Fame and Alex Roscoe, if they're not the same?
So to be real with you, brother, I'm actually a musician first.
Okay, we can throw the beat on. We can do like swaying them. You know what I mean? Let's get the freestyle going.
This guy, the realest man. So I did make music first, and I created the concept Family Over Fame in 2014 and just worked on the project for like a whole year. And then we released it September 15th in 2015.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do t-shirts to promote the release of the album. So I was just like, you know what? I think this would be a dope idea. And then once we did it, people in our community in the north end of Halifax, Uniac Square, Nova Scotia, people seen that and was like, yo, this is actually a crazy concept.
Right.
This is a concept that doesn't just like relate to us. This is a concept that goes globally.
Mm-hmm.
So ever since like the people said that in my community said that to me, I was like, you know what? I'm going to run with this. And this is what it is. But just remember, though, we did have like a lot of downs through our journey and stuff. We like went through. It was like an up and down journey, bro. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, you coming on Running With Wolves podcast before you leave. So, you know, that's going to come on the episode. But give us a little insight, because you know we have a lot of budding entrepreneurs in the city that's trying to come up. Just give me one of the obstacles that you had to go through, because from what I'm hearing, you weren't even trying to create clothing. You're trying to do music. You kind of just stumble into it. So what's one of your biggest obstacles, coming up with fresh ideas or just dealing with the politics of business?
Not even just that. I would just basically just say like not even having like an online web store. You know what I mean? Because I'm just a real hustler. I'm just known just hustling just on the street. Yo, I got my stuff in back of my mother's car. I got my stuff in my grandmother's house. Yo, do you want this? You want that? That's just how I am.
You were selling Family Over Fame like a mixtape?
That's how we're going hard, bro. Master P, Nipsey Hustle, dog. You know, but I would just say just not having the web store, online web store for like the whole 3-4 years. But once I got it, people from like Toronto, people from Saskatchewan, Montreal, even here, bro, they were just purchasing left, right, and center once we got the website up. So that's definitely one thing I should have had up before, but it's been a marathon, like Nipsey says.
No, but it's up there now. It's familyoverfame.com, and then we have alexrossclothing.com. Mm-hmm. They can follow you on IG as well.
Mm-hmm.
Same names, very easy. I love how the site is clean, simple. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? you could tell a lot about a company based on their website and how they carry themselves. Like,
right.
Like it didn't look janky. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a whole bunch of spray painted tees. You know what I mean?
Right. No, it's a nice website. Because
if IG makes one more pop up with the guy pressing the t-shirt telling me about he made millions of dollars, I'm going to punch somebody. But the Family Warfare looks dope. Talk to me about the name, Family Warfare.
All right. I'm already going to jump into
okay.
it, Doc.
Let's I ain't going to stop you. You're running. Let's go.
Let's go. Nova Scotia, baby. So the whole concept of what family over fame means is always put your family first. Mm-hmm. Never forget where you come from. Right. And never put materialistic things over your family. Mm-hmm. But we do need materialism to feed our family. Mm-hmm. Just don't put it over your family. Yeah. That's the whole concept of what the brand means, right? So even like Sinclair's workers seen it was like, he seen like the keychain, right? And he seen what it said, like what I just told you. It's like, yo, this just hit me deep. We want to just put this in our school. I want to give this to people now, whatever, right?
Family over fame in the building. Nova Scotia, what's good, you know?
Right? And like I want to put out there as well, like my other clothing line called Alex Ross Clothing, I want that to be more high luxury kind of fashion.
Oh, we got that.
I know he did.
Yo, Louina, do you see him in his pictures where he's sitting on the Brixton?
Yeah.
Yo, are you a model too, though? Like, what's going on?
Brother, man, we a jack of all trades.
How do you create the stuff, push the stuff, sell the stuff, mm-hmm. and you also model the stuff? How much? It's a Nova Scotia thing now. You guys are multifaceted, just like Lorena.
We are.
Just like Lorena. Lorena's proud today. She didn't make me no sweet potato pie none this morning.
Right?
Oh, I was about to say.
I just say to you like this, man, the secret to all that is how bad do you really want it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of people say, I want to chase my dream. I want to do this. I want to do that. But are you willing to put in the work? Because it's just how bad do you really want it? Because a lot of people say they want it, but people just sit back and look at you chasing your dream, or they want to chase their dream, right. But it's just...
No, you definitely want it bad.
You know?
You definitely want it bad because most people, when they start off, and you've only been in this a couple of years, most people, when they start off, they have like 2-3 designs.
Yeah.
You have two fully separate lines. You mm-hmm. understood that there's a regular line and there's a top-tier joint,
mm-hmm.
and you have a multitude of items.
Right.
Where would you like to take this? I know you kind of stumble into this whole entrepreneur thing, clothing market. The urban gear is kind of tough, but you're smart because you did Alex Ross Clothing and you named it after yourself, so it's a certain level of prestige on mm-hmm. it. Shout out to Nova Scotia.
And that's funny you bring that up, bro, because I wanted to do Family with Fame to have something more of like for the people. So mm-hmm. One of my big inspirations is Nipsey Hussle.
Right.
I love his clothing line called the Marathon Clothing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Family with Fame is more like that. But I wanted to have something for the other population,
right.
for Alex Ross, Alex Ross fashion. Mm-hmm. So that'd be more like a Michael Kors, Calvin Klein, you know the vibes, you know what I mean, brother?
No, listen. Yo, listen, you got a customer in me. I'm getting the suit and then I'm just gonna do Alex Ross clothing because I don't want to just do family over fame.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want the top tier shit. That's like the Pima cotton with polo. It's right. Alex Ross clothing thing. Your Scotian sister, I think she has some questions for you about back home.
Not about back home. I know about back home, but speaking of your like hustler mentality and like following Nipsey Hussle, I did see like during the pandemic you went on live with a few celebrities, right? So you got to tell them about the clothing line, the meeting, and everything, and I love that. But I'm nosy, so I want to know: did they receive the stuff? Like, did LL Cool J's people hit you up to give you the information, or was that just for that time being?
LL Cool J's people did message me back,
okay,
but I had to be persistent about it because his Rock the Bells. People they're really super busy, so it took me like a week for them to reach back, but they did send me the address and once I got the address, I just sent out the package right away because okay, you know that's LL Cool J. Come on, man, that's a legend.
You know, not only is LL a legend, look at how LL pushed that thing. He was like one of the first artists that had that kind of like big like urban brand like FUBU backing him,
mm-hmm.
and he rocked that everywhere.
Right.
He wasn't in everything. The movie Jamie Foxx where he played the football Every Given Sunday.
Any Given Sunday.
He was wearing it there too. Yo.
Even in the Gap commercial too.
I mm-hmm. can't find a FUBU Scully anywhere. It must be on eBay, not even on Amazon.
Mm.
But yo, that'd be a good look for you because you can tell like he's really about pushing urban brands, especially black entrepreneurs doing their thing.
Right.
Before we go into this game, I want to play with you before we back out here. Let the people know what's next. Okay, so do it in two parts. You have Family Over Fame and you have Alex Ross Clothing. Mm-hmm. So do you view yourself as a young Kanye, like a young, like a budding fashionista?
Man, I just view myself as Alex Kanye Ross, bro. That's about it, bro. But I do get inspired by Kanye West's his inspiration mm-hmm. in terms of what his creativity. I'm not really feeling his music, whatever, but I do respect him as a fashion designer. He, you know what I mean? I respect him, and I respect Black Sam, which is Nipsey's brother.
Right.
From the Marathon Clothing, right? So I just get respected by black owned companies, you know what I mean?
That's
what it's all about, right? So
listen, man, what's gonna happen for the holidays? You got once in the how do you kind of position your lines?
That's a good question. So I'm always thinking ahead.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if I'm in the wintertime, I'm always thinking spring. Or if I'm in spring, I'm always thinking summer, you know what I mean? So I'm not going to tell you no ideas right now, but once you see, you're going to see. But
no, this is definitely a place that you leak at least one, two ideas. You know,
a little something.
Yeah, give the people a taste. Much of my city has been sitting down with award-winning entrepreneur Alex Cunny Ross, straight from Nova Scotia. He has the brand Family Over Fame at Alex Ross Clothing. If a little bit more money, you know, you're going to spend it with Alex Ross Clothing. But, you know, that Family Over Fame is just so strong, Lorena. Okay, so I found a game. We haven't played many games with our guests on the show, but I want to see what kind of answers you'll give us, right? So I'm going to ask you a question, and you're going to tell me the best answer in your opinion, what the best answers are. And we'll see if Lorena has an answer to us.
Oh, boy.
So it's Scotian versus Scotian on the Morning Detour. DJ Maddie, wartime DJ on the ones and twos. Let's jump into this. So Fridays are the most popular day of the week to use one of these. Fridays are the most popular day of the week to use one of these. I'm going to start off with you, Alex. What do people use on Fridays? So this is like a national survey that they did in the States. I actually got this game off a country radio station.
I thought it was going to be multiple choice.
No, but not. Yeah. You know, okay. Oh, well, I'm not going to create a multiple choice, but just tell me what comes to your mind. Fridays are the most popular day of the week to use one of these. You should know because you be using it. You should know.
That's it.
That one's too hard for you guys.
Yeah, too hard. I'm gonna pass on this one. You gotta go.
Oh,
you gotta go.
see how the Scotians they be throwing it around. The answer is ATM.
Oh
shoot! That just blew my mind.
I got more. A survey says that this is the biggest waste of money. We've talked about this. No, it's an event that people do. The biggest waste of money. We've talked about this. A survey says that this is the biggest waste of money.
It's an event?
Yeah, it's an event that people do.
A wedding?
Yeah, the answer is a big wedding.
Okay.
For those of you know, he guys a little statistics Canada, you know, based on the last polls, the average wedding can cost about $45,000.
That's why you need to send those invoices.
That's the base. That's the base. That's the bottom level. Okay, 12% of people say this smell makes them happy. 12% of people say this smell makes them happy. Oh, I put in work this morning. You know when I do the Donda episodes, I go in. 12% of people say this smell makes them happy. Maddie's staying flowers. What do you have, Lorena? What smell makes you happy? What's that candle we have at home, babes? Yeah, there's the candle.
Vanilla?
I'm seeing flowers.
Clean sheets.
Oh, I was going to say that too.
This for me, because y'all know I'm OCD. For those playing at home, y'all can text me. We got some a little chat room thing. This is dope. Okay, I got three more. A survey says if you are a parent, you are more likely to enjoy this beverage on a regular basis. A survey says if you are a parent, you are more likely to enjoy this beverage on a regular basis.
Wine?
You said wine?
I'm basically saying the same thing, wine too.
Maddie, what you got? Chocolate milk.
Really?
Based on the survey in the States. Over 50% of people say they never do this in the summertime. Over 50% of people say they never do this in the summertime. Montreal, my city, we got Family Over Fame, CEO, owner, Alex Ross in the building, Nova Scotia. What's really good though? Over 50% of people say they never do this in the summertime. Man, everybody's dumb. This is the best game in the world. This is from a country radio show. The answer is wear sunscreen.
Where's this come from, man?
Yeah.
It has been calculated that in your lifetime, you'll hurt yourself about 190 times while doing this. This one's for you, Alex. It has been calculated that in your lifetime, you'll hurt yourself about 190 times while doing this.
That's a good one, though. Man, you coming at me strong, man, this morning. Damn.
No, the answer is shaving. Are you shaving? Yeah, but you're looking from the back, man. You got good eyes, man. Get out of here. Okay, this is my last one. All Hopefully, right. Maddie might get this one.
Mm-hmm. The pressure.
A survey asks, if you could only eat one food the rest of your life, pizza was number one. What was number two? Oh, hold on. If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life based on the survey, pizza was number one. What was number two? Fries. Okay, you have pasta, you have fries?
I have fries.
Donair.
Is donair an ice cream?
No.
Number two was steak. Number two was steak. Number three was ice cream. Number four was spaghetti. Number five was bacon.
What kind of list is that?
I know, right?
ice cream, spaghetti, and bacon. If you eat one thing for the rest of your life, I don't know how you could basically eat bacon for the rest of your life. Like, the salt. Like, after, like, three, four strips, you're like, I'm good on the bacon. But, yo, man, yeah. Alex Ross, man, it's always a pleasure having you here. You're going to be on Running With Wolves. We're going to have that coming out soon.
Yep.
The company's called Family Over Fame. I'd love to see you get some gear in here, man, down by DG Kicks, man.
Come on, bro.
Send us the box. We're going to link you up with Shondell, man.
Can I do some shout-outs, though?
Listen, yo, do what you got to do.
Let me do my shout-outs, man. I want to shout-out to my mother, my grandmother, the Family Over Fame squad, my photographer, Kylie Nunn, you know what I mean? Y'all showing so much support down home, showing so much support in Nova Scotia. Much love. And, yeah, man, this is it. This is it.
Oh, man, it was great having you here, man. You got to come more often. Now, me and Lorena, we're trying to go to Nova Scotia in April. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So just give us a little brief lay of the land. Lorena, you know where we have to go, where we have to stay? Or you just staying by family? I'm going to be at the Ramada Inn by myself.
I would stay by my family, but...
So where you guys need to go to, you guys need to go downtown.
Yeah.
You guys need to go down to the waterfront. You guys need to go and
I want to go to the hood, Alex.
You want to come
anywhere
to the,
I go, well, I want to go to the hood.
Well, you want to come to the hood, you got to come to Uniac Square. Come to my block and I'll show you around the community and stuff. And this is it. You got to make sure you go down to the Africville Museum as well.
That's what I keep hearing about.
You know what I mean? Just to let you know, give you some game. My grandmother is actually one of the genealogy Africville Society founders of the event. So they have like...
Talk about it a little bit.
So they have like an Africville event that happens every year, but just due to COVID for the past 2 years, they just couldn't have it. So what they do is all different names of the Africville family come together and have the tents, and all families come together and spend time with each other. So they do that every year in the summer.
I think it's very important that everybody, you know, especially if you're from a visible minority or you're black, you have to go to Nova Scotia.
100%.
You have to go to the museum and see what we're about. Because it's a large part of our history that they don't teach in school. You know, we see our brother Rito just teaching us about our city. And a lot of people even know we had all these black landmarks and artifacts. Mm-hmm. So imagine Halifax, which is our dirty south, mm-hmm. how much more gems about our black history. Right. And I think a lot of black folks in the country will be a little bit more proud about themselves mm-hmm. if they know how deep-rooted we are in Canadian society.
Also, too, make sure you go get a donair at Randy's.
Listen, Randy better give us a cut. Me and Lavina don't want to pay for no food when we go to Halifax. We want all the pizza, all the white shark on the table.
Just say that you know Alex Cunny Ross at Family Over Fame. You get free stuff. Come on, dog.
Family Over Fame is the company. You already know. You know, listen, I got to shout out the exquisite line, the Alex Ross clothing, the ARC.
Right, ARC. Oh, yeah. Bro, I didn't even think of ARC. I was just thinking AR, dog.
Me and Lorena, we just be giving out marketing ideas to people for free. Right? Much of my city coming up next. We got the big man in the city, spoken word author. We don't have many brothers that write books. I promise you that.
Right?
He's good with the words. DJ, man, hit me one more time. That Donda, let's go back in. When we come back, Seren's in the building in front of the show.
Time for the record. Don't agree with the message. Don't agree with the methods. Don't let the lifestyle drag you down. Who knows when was the last time you found the love? One last sparkle to follow in my life. One last sparkle to follow. Man, it's too early. What the hell you do waking me up at 5:30? Why the hell are you worried? Play something that is very, very vibe worthy. I don't want my mind alerting. People saying tweeting gonna make you die early. How about have my heart hurting? Whole
loaded on the side that can make you die early. Only get your best attorney. Something's there, feel it when I heard it. Just release the spirit, let it flow though. How deep, leaving out with one leg like Flojo. Nail me to the cross with long nails like Coco. Free throat coat for the throat goats. Even if I gotta do it solo, even if I gotta do it with no promo. I ain't got my point across till we finally get across and pass the point. So there's a couple things that I gotta quote. Don't involve yourself in things you don't have to know. I ain't never questioned what you was asking for. I give you every single thing you was asking for. I don't understand how anybody could ask for more. Got a list of even more, I just laugh it off. I be going through things I had to roll. Celebrity drama that only rather know. Too many family secrets, somebody passing notes. Things I cried about I find laughable. Little baby Jesus ain't laughing, no. Don't involve yourself in things that ain't after, no. The big man upstairs ain't laughing, no. Don't involve yourself in things that ain't after, no.
Now here we are. You know I'm not about it. Showed you my heart. I let you into my thoughts.
Don't let the lifestyle drag you down. Who knows when was the last time you felt the love?
Yo, that drop is hard. Yo, that drop is so hard, man. Oh, man. Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. I'm your host, Moon Chaser. I'm alongside Lolo. Things is happening, Lolo. She's knee deep in the Donda. You better not be looking at no Drake album here. We have a friend of the show back in the building. He's doing amazing work in the community. He's an author. He's a speaker. He's a spoken wordsmith. He's an artist. We got to stop getting people on the show with so many titles.
Why?
They be doing too much things. Let me call him. Tears may bombard my cheeks. Sweat may perch over my brows. Blood may stain my fingertips. But as long as I believe in my why, I will find a how. Sven Telemax in the building. Friend of the show. What's going on, sir?
I'm blessed, man. How you doing, man?
Let me turn you up here. Let people know you're doing great things in the community. For those that don't know, you were on a show before. I think, like, in our early goings.
Yeah.
You changed your life around. Kudos to you, because it's a lot of work to change.
Thanks a mil, man.
Hold on. I'm bringing you closer. Yeah.
We good now?
You know, we beautiful now. Yeah. Yes, man. You changed your man. You, 6 arrests, several funerals, failed kidnap attempt. Yo, you like a Jason Bourne movie wrapped in with Training Day. I don't know what you've been through, but you're a survivor, and you're a proof that what you put your mind to it, you could change your life around. You've written books. You're a speaker. You're a spoken word. You're an artist. You're an activist. It's very important for especially us in the black community to come back and work in our community and do different things. About 2 weeks now, Haiti was hit with a 7.2 magnitude earthquake. And, you know, we had Freddie Gabon on last week. And he was talking about that earthquake at 6 is like an atomic bomb, like a nuclear bomb. He says at 7, it's 32 times the power of a nuclear bomb. He says what Haiti just experienced in the south, it brought down the mountains that blocked the roads and blocked the water.
Wow.
So people are displaced. You can't even get relief. Impending flooding is coming. He's saying in the north, they're expecting an 8 magnitude in the north. They know it's going to happen. They just can't say when.
Wow.
But I see you. You caught my eye a couple weeks ago. I saw you put up the Haiti relief. And a lot of Haitians are a little bit apprehensive, you know, based on what happened in 2016 and 2010, in terms of who people around the world were giving the aid to and was the aid really getting to the people.
Yeah.
So I wanted you to talk to us this morning about your Haiti relief. And you were on live last night. Yeah. I saw you was busy last night.
Yeah.
But yeah, talk to us about your initiative.
Well, long story short, what we're trying to do is get the help exactly where it needs to go. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to do it from the ground up. Yeah. You follow me? We're not dealing with no big organizations.
Tell
we're dealing with just grassroots organizations. So shout out to Union United Church, Desta Black Youth Network,
yeah.
Eglise Le Refuge, Youth Stars Foundation, Malik yeah. Shahid.
Malik Shahid, though.
Yeah, all of those were drop-off points for us to get these goods. So we're trying to affect 2 areas in the south, Okai.
Yeah.
And we're partnering with Milan Mila, who runs Rev Anaïka.
Okay.
And just to give you a quick story on Rev Anaïka.
Yeah, talk about it. We here.
If you remember the earthquake from 2010.
Yeah.
Right? You know, we don't have a lot of material to pull people out of the debris. Mm. So imagine a young girl trapped underneath a concrete slab. And the only way to get her free is they had to cut off her leg. Her name was Anayika. They cut off her leg, and when Milan saw this, she's from Montreal, she sees this, they cut off her leg, and she still passes away. So she, that just stayed within her, and she's right. like, you know what? I'm going to call it Rev Anayika, Anika's dream.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Because she comes from an area where a lot of people are not going to necessarily get opportunities mm-hmm. in Okai, yeah. and that's called the Kashime. And I've already been there myself. I've already been to Petit Trou de Nip, an area with our transporter. And this is the reason why I have confidence in these people, because I've been on the yeah, ground been on with them.
That's why, you know, that's what I was telling Lorena. Like, I trust in Sven.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I look at yourself and Rito as guys that really go out there. Like, you guys don't talk about it.
Yeah.
You guys will go to the country and immerse yourself in the culture.
Yeah.
And create those connections with people. So I was like, you know what? What we want to do up here in the Morning Detour, I want to bring you in person to tell you this. What we want to do in the Morning Detour in collaboration with DG Kickstarter down here on 6714 Fielding, we want to offer ourselves as a drop off point. We want to offer you guys two barrels. So let us know what people should drop off so we can fill up these barrels and give to you, because we feel that we can trust in you and getting the barrels to the right people that need the aid in Haiti.
Man, first of all, that's very much appreciated. Right now, our second container is going to be leaving September 10th. Mm-hmm. It should arrive September 28th. If you want to bless us with two barrels, I would say focus on tents, medical supplies, and hygiene. We got another one that's going to follow up, and I'm actually going to be going to Haiti in October.
Tell them one more time, because, you know, people be driving and stuff. Sean, we doing the barrel for Haiti.
Yeah.
We got to get back to our people. Let them know what we're looking for this next round.
Number one, I'm going to just say this, because people always throw this off, that we're not taking any clothes. We're not taking
Tell them again, because, yeah. you know, some people in our community is hard-headed.
Yeah.
They're still going to show up with clothes. We don't want no clothes.
Yeah, we don't want any clothes. Mm. We don't want any shoes. We don't want any food. I'm going to say that again. No clothes, no shoes, no food. Yeah. We want to stick on medical supplies. Mm. Hygiene, when I mean hygiene, I mean toothbrush, toothpaste, soap, baby
yeah.
wipes,
yeah.
sanitary pads for women. And when it comes to medical supplies, think of aspirin, think of syringes, think of all of the things a hospital would need that you can get at a pharmacy, yeah. first aid kits,
yeah.
and especially tents. I put an emphasis on tents.
Yeah.
And that's what's up.
Yeah, because the whole tent thing is crazy, because we had Frederick Boileau on last week, and he was talking about how the last time we had like a national disaster in Haiti, yeah. we built the tents in Quebec, and the tents were only made to last 5 years. Like, it don't make, everything's a hustle.
Yeah.
I would never think that the whole aid community, everything's a hustle. So, like, we really have to look out for ourselves. That's why we love your initiative, what you guys have going on there.
But you see, that's the thing, too. I've actually worked for a big organization, you know what I mean? And it turned out to be a whole big mess, and I'm not even going to name drop them. But all this to say, like, this is the reason when people ask me, like, okay, who's behind this? I'm like, yo, I'm just organizing, but we're not one organization. It's just a lot of different organizations coming together, and we have an amazing group of volunteers, mm-hmm. you feel me? Yeah. And that's what really made this happen, because without the volunteers, this would go absolutely nowhere. And when I say volunteers, I'm talking about people, by the grace of God, were on vacation,
yeah.
and they'd spend 8-10 days with me from the day we opened the door till like 1-2 in the morning,
Damn.
Bagging up stuff. You get what I mean? So
yeah, we got to look out for our own people, yeah. man. You know, in the day, like, I'm not really down with the whole aid thing, so that, like, I want my people to cover me and save thing back and forth. But you don't have to mention no name, but seeing that you were a part of an NGO or an AIDS group before,
yeah.
what's the major thing that you've seen, like, okay, this is kind of off? Is it a greed thing? Is that when all the things come in, all the money and all the stuff, yeah. is it a greed thing?
I think it's greed and trying to be too big too quick mm-hmm. and losing focus on the main issue. Right. You know what I mean? And it's like, there's always a hustle aspect to it, because when you have a non-for-profit, you're like, I need to get the money in the door.
Yeah.
And if you keep dealing with businesses that don't really align with your vision, they're going to want you to expand. And what happens? You just see money and you stop seeing impact.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Yeah. So there's been some slimy stuff, man.
I feel like I was under a rock, Lorena. I didn't know that they were so disgusting. Because I'm thinking, like, me and Maddie is like, okay, you work for an AIDS organization, you know, it's mm-hmm. benevolent. Like, a lot of it is volunteer. You're putting your heart and soul.
Yeah.
I thought the goal was to help people.
Yeah, it is. But now, I'll tell you two things, right? So, first thing off the top, you got a lot of organizations, like, when it comes to the fees that they take for admin,
yeah.
it's like, doesn't make sense. Like, 50% of the money that they got coming in is going towards admin.
Yeah.
And the director is making, like, big bank.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't make sense. And then on the other end, you got stuff like some of the volunteers that were there. I can't remember who it was. You know what they told me? You know, like when you, when you, not mentor, like, you know, when you have a child and you like,
oh, big brother?
You sponsor a child. Yeah. Two girls are like, we got the picture for the same kid. With the same story.
It's not funny, but like, we got to shed light on the madness that's going on.
Yeah. So to bring light to that, this is why I deal with grassroots people from Montreal that deal in Haiti. So I'd like to name drop FOVA International, F-O-V-A. Mm-hmm. I've been to Haiti with them, Morocco with them. Like, they're real. It's basically a Haitian businesswoman here by the name of Nadine Francillon. Mm-hmm. And she goes into Port-au-Prince, take all the kids from the inner city outside of the hood, take them like to another area, get them to be empowered through different workshops.
Show them, show them the dream.
Exactly.
Oh, that's dope. I need to go do that. I don't know if Lorena wants to go to Haiti, but I'm half Haitian. You would go?
Yeah.
I want to do all of that, man.
Yeah.
I want to do all that. I think it's important to give back.
Yeah, and when it comes to security, there's a big misconception about security.
Tell them
Haiti.
Again, yeah.
Haiti is probably more safe than Montreal. And a lot of people ain't gonna
believe when
I say that.
Can I get a bomb, DJ Maddie? Kick it up. DJ Maddie gotta be close on the pad. I need the sounds to just come with it. We're giving a bomb. What did you say?
I said Haiti is probably safer than Montreal.
Oh, man. Oh, we're gonna get some calls on that one.
Yeah, and a lot of people would be like, what do you mean? But like, let's make a long story short. All of the political instability and all of that stuff, you see that's going on in Port-au-Prince.
Yeah.
Exactly. I could get a whole bunch of protesters right now, you get what I mean, and say this is Montreal, and you're gonna be like, oh my god, Montreal is messed up, but we on one street.
Yeah.
You feel me, right? Yeah, there's kidnappings and stuff like that, but that is incited.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? That's kind of like pushed forward.
Yeah, to make it appear. But you know, there's always been like this black eye with Haiti, even since from 1427, from the time you know we pushed back the French.
Yeah.
There's always been like, okay, no. These blacks are a little different.
No.
L'Union fait la force.
Yeah, exactly. And you see something else. It's like, yo, you chill in Haiti. There's places where you can leave your door wide open and nothing gonna happen. They more afraid of you. You get what I'm trying to say?
I want to go to Jacmel.
Jacmel, ain't nothing gonna happen to you in Jacmel.
Listen, man.
Yeah, like, it's a beautiful city with a lot of beautiful people. You get what I mean? Like,
It's important that you say that, because a lot of people have a skewed perception about Haiti, and they think it's just strife and deaths and things, and it's a beautiful place.
Oh, yeah.
It's much more than just
waterfalls upon waterfalls, all these beaches.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm dying for a while. Yeah, I'm going to cry as soon as we can travel outside. But Sven, let the people know one more time the initiative that you're doing, the barrels that you're getting, and let people know what you guys are looking for.
So for the moment, right now, I'm not taking anything else because we've already filled up another container.
Right.
So we're going to get back to you. I know that here you said you're going to have the two barrels. That's something different. But hygiene supplies, medical supplies, intense. So far, we were able to fill up 87 barrels, over 200 boxes.
That's work.
Over 215 tents and 105 sleeping bags.
That's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up. Yo, you're also an author, a speaker, and a spoken word, and an artist. Do you have anything else bubbling up here real quick? But we're going to have you back on.
Yeah. I got another book on the way, and it's going to be called Broken Crayons, the Color. I might change the name because somebody else got the same name already, but I'm going to see what's up with that.
Your last book was Pen of a Reader Writer.
Yes.
Yeah. A compilation of poetry, thoughts, and ideas.
Yeah.
So are we looking at expecting a volume 2 of that anytime soon?
Not yet. I need to go through some more stuff.
You see, you done changed your life now. There's no more action now. He's like 50 Cent after the money. There's no more street life for Sven. Oh, man. I'm trying to think, yo, what title could we give his new book? I got a couple of titles, but I don't want to give away all my good stuff here.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you trying to base your next book about?
Oh, my life. It's just my life story. But
who will play you in a movie? I was thinking about that last night.
That's a good one.
I'll play you at 16. I'll play you at 16. It's only 1 minute. I got 20 more seconds.
Yeah.
I'll play you with the beard. Let the people know your social media, how they can follow you and contact you.
Sven's Telemac. So SVENS_Telemac. The only black dude in Montreal with that name. There's a young dude with the name Sven. You feel me? That I met the other day. He's rapping. You feel me? But I'm the only black dude in the world with that name.
Much on my That's city, man. Savannah, so, you the man. You're doing great things in the community. Please come back on the show, man.
All right, for sure. Much love, man. We dropped.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket, and he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces.
Maddie Phillips, Father Maddie, I want to them. Original Skeba G, them dead. Young General, I want to them. Moon one, some boy gonna them a bad man, we are lone one, I want to them. Bobby Gould, some boy lose control. Montreal, Canada, Trinidad, yeah man, I say it go with bad. Blood clad. Yes, I feed the girl them.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends. She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19 se poursuit partout au Québec. L'effet combiné des deux doses assure une meilleure efficacité du vaccin, en plus de réduire le risque d'avoir et de transmettre le virus. Vous serez aussi protégé sur une plus longue période. Il est primordial de vous présenter à votre rendez-vous pour la deuxième dose du vaccin, peu importe ce qu'il y a d'autre à votre horaire. La deuxième dose du vaccin est essentielle. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.